修上人慈悲，各位法师，各位善知识，今晚轮到恒茂在此跟大众一起来学习佛法。今晚的题目是无真三昧。那因为末学行解尚未能相应，故只能时上人的牙慧跟大家一起来分享学习。师父上人在1990年10月欧洲访问的时候，在英国伦敦开示，他说到佛教跟世界和平的关系，他说佛教就是和平，和平就是佛教，学佛的人就是学和平，因为学佛的人都要学无真三昧。无真就是没有任何的真执，无真就是人不要的我们要，人家要的我们不要，这就是和平。因为你一真就没有和平，你不真就是和平。
Venerable Master, Dharma Masters, and good knowing advisors. Tonight it's Hanmao's turn to study the Buddha Dharma together with everyone. The topic is the Samadhi of non-contention. Because I have not united my understanding with practice, so tonight I can just share some of what I know theoretically. In 1990, Venerable Master led a delegation to Europe. In London, he gave a talk in which he was talking about world peace and Buddhism. He said, Buddhism is just peace. Peace is Buddhism. Buddhists should learn to be peaceful because Buddhists should learn the samadhi of non-contention, of not fighting. Whatever people want, we should not want. Whatever people do not want, we can want. We can want to have it. As soon as we fight, we are not peaceful. So if we don't fight, we can be peaceful.
为什么要选择在盂兰盆节的前夕跟大家一起来学习这个无真三昧呢？因为看到眼前啊，这样子丰盛的供养品呢，不禁自己觉得很惭愧。人家是要供养清净的福田身，那什么叫身呢？身，梵语是身且，那此在此地呢叫做和合身。和合呢有适合跟理合，理合就是出家人大家一起来学习证得这个极灭真理。在适合呢就有六合境的这个表现。要行六合境，身合同住，口合无争，意合同悦，见合同解，戒合同修，力合同均。我们如果能够真正来行持这个六合境的话，才能够堪受人家的供养。
So, you may wonder why on the eve of Ulambana, I chose the topic of Samadhi of non-contention. It's because I see these abundant offerings here in the middle of the Buddha Hall, and it makes me feel a great deal of remorse because people are making these offerings to the pure Sangha that is a field of blessings. Sangha is a Sanskrit term. It means harmonious assembly. There is harmony in specifics and in principle. In principle, it means that we all study together to realize the principle of harmony. In specifics, the Sangha is harmonious in six ways. We are physically in harmony in that we dwell together. We are verbally in harmony in that we do not argue. We are mentally in harmony in that we share joy together. Our views are in harmony because we share the same understanding. We have harmony in precepts, which we cultivate together. And we have harmony in terms of the benefits that we share together. If we can cultivate these six harmonies, only then are we worthy of accepting offerings.
第二个理由呢，我们常常鼓励人家说来到万佛城，不要入宝山而空手回。那请问万佛城的宝是什么？我们身在宝山的人，知不知道万佛城的宝是什么？
So the second reason I chose this topic is because we often encourage people when they come to the city of 10,000 Buddhas, they should not leave this treasure mountain empty-handed. But do we know what the treasures are here? For those of us who live here, do we know what the treasures are?
如果说答案是不争、不贪、不求、不自私、不自利、不打妄语，这六大宗旨是万佛圣城的宝，大家心服口服吗？
If we were to say that the treasures are not to contend, not to be greedy, not to seek, not to be selfish, not to pursue personal advantage, not to lie, these six principles of the city of 10,000 Buddhas, would you all be satisfied with that answer?
记得上人在95年刚圆寂的时候，我们在台湾举行追思大法会，不止我们的信众，很多外面的佛教徒呢，就会纷纷问我们，谁是你们师父上人的传法人？那当时呢，我们有一位师兄，他就提到，如果我们能够在日常生活上真正实行这六大宗旨，不争、不贪、不求、不自私、不自利、不打妄语，那就是师父上人的传法人。因此呢，我们今天来学习六大宗旨的第一个，不争，来学习无争三昧，是有它的意义的。
So, I remember in 1995,after the Venerable Master entered Nirvana, in Taiwan, we had this memorial ceremony. And not only our disciples, but other Buddhists came to ask, well, who did the Venerable Master transmit his Dharma to? Which disciples received his Dharma? And I remember one of my senior Dharma brothers said, well, if any of us could practice the six great principles in daily life, not fighting, not being greedy, not seeking, not being selfish, not pursuing personal advantage, and not lying, then that person would be a disciple of the Master who has received the Dharma transmission from him. So it is today we can look into the first principle, which is not contending, and look at the Samadhi of non-contention.
第三个理由，看到外面的世界现在是这么样乱，天灾人祸这么多，那大家你争我夺的，内心忧心忡忡，就在想，我们身为出家人， 我们能够为这个世界做什么。不等众生苦，不等圣教衰，源于大悲心，感不力羞耻。所以我看到上人讲，我们应该来学习，学佛的人呢，应该来学习无真三昧。因此呢，我希望今晚在这边是抛砖引玉，啊，只是先啊打个起草，希望呢大家呢，嗯，在不断的再去思维，啊，在或者在日常生活中实际上去实践这个六大宗旨，我们就全从不争开始。
Okay. So the third reason I chose this topic is we see all around us the world is very chaotic, filled with disasters, and people everywhere are fighting. As monastics, what can I do? We cannot bear to see living beings suffering. We cannot bear to see the Buddha Dharma perishing. So we give rise to great compassion.And we can hardly wait to cultivate it. So today I'm just tossing out some ideas. Hopefully you will take them and contemplate them and put them into practice and make them better.
那怎么样不争呢？我们可以从自利跟他利两方面啊来学习。自利呢，我们要学习随众共修，因为真是胜负心，与道相违背，辨胜四相心，有何得三昧？我们如果在随众共修过程中呢，就会很容易把我的我相、我执啊，可以慢慢的放下，不要做，不要别众啊，做出一个特别的样子。大众在做什么，我们就跟着做什么。大众在到斋堂里面用斋，我们一起用斋，不要自己再去开小火。那大众呢，在大殿里面共修呢，我们就一起来大众来大殿跟大家一起共修，不要呢自己呢跑去去独修，或者是去自己做自己自修的法门。那大众在出坡呢，当然我们要义不容辞，这是我们的义务，我们的本分，我们应该扶持道场，也要跟着一起来出坡。
So how can we avoid contending? I'll look at this from two aspects, self-benefit and benefiting others. So for benefiting oneself, we should follow along with the assembly.Because it's said, contention involves ideas of winning and losing. It goes against the Tao. It also brings forth the four notions of self and others, living beings, and a lifespan. And then how can samadhi arise? So when we follow along with the assembly, then we can gradually let go of our ego, of the mark of self. We should not have a special style of our own, but just do whatever everyone else is doing together. For example, if everyone is eating in the dining hall, we should not be cooking something else on our own. If everyone is in the Buddha hall cultivating, we should not be doing our own practice somewhere else. When people are... doing community work, it is also our responsibility to do our share to support the monastery.
第二个自立的功夫呢，就是我们需要在心地上下功夫，真认自己错，莫论他人非，他非即我非，同体名大悲。我们呢，眼睛很容易向外看，那看呢，都看到别人的过错。常求人不对啊，自己苦未了，这是真的实在的话。
So another way to benefit ourselves is to really work on our own mind ground. As the poem goes, truly recognize your own faults. Don't discuss the faults of others. Others' faults are just my own. To be one with all is great compassion. However, we tend to look outside and see other people's faults very easily. But when we do that, we have not ended our own suffering.
对这一点呢，比较有深的感触。因为前阵子我也接到一个 email， 有关于那个夏威夷的心理医生，他名叫做修兰博士，他的治疗一整个医院的精神病患，而且他们有攻击性的精神病患。他去治疗他们的时候呢，他不需要去看他们啊，而是自己呢看着这个病历表，一一呢对着这些病人呢跟他们说：“对不起，请你原谅我，谢谢你。”那因为他们是西方人，他就说：“我爱你。”就用这几句呢，把呢曾经加在他们病患身上的那一部分呢自己回光返照反省检讨自己。他这样子的反省检讨自己呢，来审查自己呢，所以呢那些外面的病患呢，就呢慢慢的一个的恢复健康。
I have a deep impression about this because recently I read an email talking about a Hawaiian psychiatrist named Dr. Len, and he healed an entire ward of psychiatric patients, and he didn't even see them in person, but he just looked at their case record, and then he would say to them in his mind four things: I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. And he would read their problems and then reflect on himself, and gradually those people would recover.
我们生命中所看到的、所听到的、所品尝、所接触的呢，都是我们的责任。那都是我们内在投射反映出来的。我们在禅宗公案里面也有提到那苏东坡与佛印禅师的故事。苏东坡呢，看佛印禅师呢像一对牛粪，那佛印禅师呢看苏东坡呢像一尊佛。那苏东坡非常高兴，回到家里，结果他的妹妹苏小妹说：“哥哥，你输了，因为你自己心里面有牛粪，所以才看人家是牛粪。”那这个就是讲到我们自己心里面有，所以我们才看到别人有这个东西。那因此呢，我们要改变外面的世界，应该要先改变我们自己。
So, everything that we see, hear, smell, taste, and perceive in life, in our life, is really our responsibility. It is what we project on the world. In the Chan school, there's also the story of Su Dongpo and the Chan master Fo Ying, and they had a conversation one day, and Su Dongpo said that he saw the Chan master as a pile of cow manure. And he asked the Chan master what he saw. The Chan master said, "I see you as a Buddha." So Su Dongpo gleefully went home and told his sister that he had won the debate. But his sister told him, "Actually, brother, you lost, because since you have manure in your mind, that's what you saw him as." So whatever we have in our minds, that's what we see in others. So in order to change the world, we first have to change ourselves.
上人也告诉我们说，一个蚊子咬我们，那个不是没有因缘，而是有因缘的。所以当蚊子咬我们的时候呢，我们就要观想跟蚊子说，尤其当我们学佛以后，我们要学着跟蚊子说：“蚊子啊，蚊子啊， 如果我过去生有欠你，你现在才喝我的血，我很欢喜的啊，还给你。我们就此呢啊了断过去的这个业缘。那如果过去生呢我没有欠你，你现在喝我的血呢，因为我愿意修行，所以希望你喝我的血呢，能够发菩提心啊，早成佛道。所以从这一点看出来，我们从外面的，我们借由外面的世界呢，啊，来唤起我们的佛性，来观察我们内在的，啊，所创造的这个外在环境的这个部分，就是借由这个梵文文字性，性成无上道。
Okay, the then Venerable Master also talked about mosquitoes. He said if a mosquito bites you, it's not for no, there must be a cause and condition behind it. So when a mosquito bites us, as a Buddhist, we should contemplate, we should say to the mosquito, mosquito, if I owed you a debt in the past life, so now you come to drink my blood, then this debt will be cleared. However, if I didn't owe you anything from a past life, and you are now drinking my blood, I hope that you will also bring forth the Bodhi mind. And so we can use whatever happens, whatever circumstances we find ourselves in to see the Buddha nature. This is also to return the hearing to hear our self nature.
我自己呢，啊，也有个经验。当我看到这封啊电邮的文件的时候呢，我也碰到一个困难，就是接到一个 email 呢，啊，对方呢讲了一些话，让我起了一点烦恼。那我从对方的话中里面呢，我感受他呢，啊，他很大的嗔火。那我很难过，我觉得这个不是我的错，为什么他这样子对我？可是我看到这封邮件的时候，我就在心里默默对他说：“对不起，请你原谅我。啊，我是不应该这样做的，让你这么啊发这么大的火，而且很伤身体的，请你原谅我。”我不断的呢从内心里面呢啊跟他讲对不起，祈求他原谅。我没有发 email 呢啊很情绪的反应。跟他辩解或者是做任何的动作我都没有，只是不断在心内心里面回观反照我自己。结果呢没多久第二天呢我就收到他的 email 了，从那一面呢我就知道啊他已经电波呢已经没有了，我们的恶缘呢已经转为善缘了。所以我觉得这个真认自己错呢，这个梵文自性是真的很有效，我们不要去争理，因为理呢越争是越薄的，到时候呢啊亲人呢都变成仇家的。
So when I received this the email about the Hawaiian doctor's method, I actually.Pretty soon received another email from somebody who it was very afflicted, and through the email I could feel that person's anger, and I thought, well, I didn't do anything wrong, why is she angry? So then in my own mind I just said to her, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I shouldn't have caused you to become angry, because that will harm your own bodyI didn't email back to her arguing or defending myself. I just contemplated like that in my own mind. And just the following day, I received an email back from that person. And immediately I could see that the tone of the email was different and that our negative affinity was over and it had turned into a positive one. So this is really shows me that to truly recognize our own faults really works.It's not worth it to argue with somebody about principle, because if you argue, it just worsens the relationship. It can turn a family or friend into an enemy.
所以我现在会趁着早课完了以后的拜愿时间呢，我就趁着机会好好反省自己，然后呢请求对方原谅。我觉得这样子我就自己也不会送出那个电波去看人家不对的电波，然后呢也会感受到对方，因为我诚心而请求对方原谅了，也会感受对方呢已经我们彼此的电波呢已经化转了。那虽然有时候常唱唱，虽然屡唱屡犯啊，常常有时候习气毛病很重啊，也是会常常还会犯。那这个时候呢，我们就要靠着他力的，借由菩萨的力量、佛的力量，在观世音菩萨普门品有讲到，若人多嗔，常念恭敬观世音菩萨，便得离嗔。所以呢，我们念观世音菩萨呢，我们就嗔恨心就减低了，那想要跟人家争强论胜的心呢，也会减轻的。
So now I usually take the time, the universal bowing time after morning recitation, and I reflect upon myself and I ask for forgiveness from everyone. I know that when I'm doing that, I'm not sending out any negative mental waves. However, sometimes even though we do things wrong and we repent, we still sometimes repeat because our habits are strong. At that point, we need the help of others, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. The Universal Door chapter says, for someone who has strong hatred, if they can recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, their hatred and anger can be reduced, and their argumentative nature can subside.
第四个他力就是借着阿弥陀佛的力量，因为阿弥陀佛发四大大愿，有一大愿呢是蒙光柔软愿。我们一念阿弥陀佛这圣号呢，阿弥陀的佛光就照射，那让我们的身心呢能够柔软，所以呢我们就不会想要跟人家争的。最后呢借着老子讲的来跟大家一起共勉。老子说，上上若水，水利万物而不争，夫为不争，故无尤，以其不争，故天下莫能与之争。希望大家呢一起来立这个防夫流，我们登这个圣贤地，来学习这个无争三昧。阿弥陀佛。
Okay, so and the fourth kind of benefit from others is Amitabha Buddha. He made 48 great vows, and one of the vows is that when his light shines upon you, your body and mind become soft and gentle, then you don't want to argue anymore. So I close with a quote from Lao Tzu. He said, the highest good is like water. It benefits all the myriad creatures, and it does not contend. And because it does not contend, so it has no worries. With this non-contention, nothing in the world will contend with it. So I hope that everyone will study the samadhi of non-contention as we proceed toward the ground of the sages. 阿弥陀佛。